Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Shub, who is the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. As always, Prof, good afternoon to you and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. Again, thanks for having me.
So, Prof, this issue of hydroxychloroquine seems to press a lot of buttons for a lot of people. There seems to be so much debate, so much news and fake news about the issue. Won't you clarify where we should be standing on this matter?
Yeah, thanks very much, Simon, for bringing it up. I think it does need to be kind of aired because it's really one of these issues which just simply won't die down. Let me just tell you a little bit of the background. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, hydroxy is just a derivative of chloroquine, were used in the past as preventions for malaria and in some cases treatment of malaria. They're no longer used for that because in fact the malaria organism is now resistant to it. But it is still used because it suppresses the immune system, and it's used for some of the autoimmune diseases, you know, the diseases where the body's immune system reacts and causes disease. So it's used, for example, in rheumatoid disease, rheumatoid arthritis. It's used for lupus, but it's no longer used for malaria. Hydroxychloroquine is more used than chloroquine. And hydroxychloroquine is sometimes also used as an antibiotic called azithromycin.
Yeah.
Now, where it came into the COVID situation is that early on, some Chinese investigators did some experiments in the laboratory on tissue culture. And they showed that hydroxychloroquine, in fact also chloroquine, inhibited the ability of the virus to infect cells. So from there, they did a clinical trial in China early on. It was a very small trial, uncontrolled, and they made the assertion that, in fact, it did have some therapeutic benefit. Unfortunately, this was taken up by the French authorities, including the French President Macron, who announced their breakthrough very early on, that now they've got a drug which is cheap, it's relatively easily available, and this was then taken on by President Trump, who I think still believes that it is a magic bullet. However, there have been now a number of trials, many trials, well-controlled trials, placebo, double-blind trials, etc., etc., on all things. First of all, to prevent infection, for example, using healthcare workers as volunteers, giving them the drug and seeing if it does prevent them getting infection. Yeah. Also, people that come into contact to see what we call post-exposure prevention or post-exposure prophylaxis. It's been given in mild infections, given moderate infections. It's given in severely ill patients in hospital. In all of these trials, in fact, there's been shown to be no benefit whatsoever. In fact, it's got no therapeutic benefit. But to make matters worse, it's not a totally innocuous drug. It does have side effects. It does have, in fact, potentially serious side effects. Fortunately, they're rare. But it can affect the heart. It can affect the rhythm of the heart, what we call arrhythmias, which can potentially be life-threatening. And one of the problems with coronavirus infection is that it does affect the heart. And it's been shown in a recent publication that heart abnormalities can persist for some time after recovery and can, admittedly in rare cases, but can be potentially serious. So if you're giving chloroquine on top of that, you're really doubling the risk. So as a result, many of the organizers, the American College of Physicians, has warned not to use the drug in any situation. Many of the trials have been stopped because not only is it ineffective, but it's potentially dangerous. The WHO have interrupted their trials. They're not evaluating it anymore. The Food and Drug Administration of the United States has revoked their license for use in emergency cases, and so on and so on. So the bottom line is it's had its day very early on. It's shown to be not effective. It doesn't work. And it can be potentially problematic. It can cause potentially serious side effects. So that's the bottom line. It would be great to have a cheap and readily available drug. Unfortunately, hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, and azithromycin are not one of them.
Wow. Well, that was unequivocal, Prof. I mean, there was certainly no doubt about what you were saying there. And what is so fascinating to me about that is the fact that there are so many people who seem to be getting their or trusting the news sources that are on social media instead of, say, a peer-reviewed scientific journal. And maybe those of us who are not qualified to talk about drugs actually shouldn't be doing so. Maybe it's just damn irresponsible. Maybe we leave the effectiveness of drugs, efficacy of drugs to people like you who actually understand, you know, what they should and shouldn't be used for. Prof, I've looked, we're running out of time. In fact, we are out of time. Can we talk about second waves tomorrow?
Absolutely, sure. Sure,
but thank you so much for your input, and thank you for clarifying a very important issue and making it so unequivocal. Cheers, Prof, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.